This year, many countries in French-speaking Africa are celebrating 50 years of independence. To mark that occasion, France invited armies from its 14 former African colonies to march in this week's Bastille Day parade. It was a controversial move, and it highlights how complex the ties between France and its former colonies remain 50 years on. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
Military bands and French fighter jets are familiar sights to anyone who has seen the annual Bastille Day celebrations on the Champs-Élysées in Paris. But this year, for the first time, African troops took the place of honor at the head of the parade. It was a colorful display. Instead of the usual army fatigues, Mauritanian troops wore blue and white robes. The Central Africans were dressed in uniforms with red capes. President Nicolas Sarkozy said he had invited them to honor the role African soldiers played in liberating France in World War II. Many spectators of African origin, like this Congolese woman, said it was a moment for Africans in France to be proud.
Par rapport aux colonies,
as former colonies, we were forgotten, but now we're being valued. I find it very moving.
But there were also protests. Human rights groups pointed out that President Sarkozy was seated next to African dictators like Idriss Déby of Chad, who came to power with the help of the French Secret Service, and Ali Bongo, the son of Gabon's former dictator, Omar Bongo. Activist Odile Biadi says it's proof that France has never let go of its ties to its old colonies. She says it's an eloquent statement that's consistent with a sort of neo-colonialism. It's France-Afrique. Biadi is talking about the complex network of often secretive relationships between French and African leaders that developed after the 14 French colonies became independent in 1960. France installed trusted African politicians as the head of these new states and relied on them to maintain its business interests in Africa. Sarkozy promised to break with France-Afrique when he was elected 3 years ago. Historian Pap Ndiaye says most of the network is still firmly in place.
Well, to take a very recent example, the way France succeeded in organizing or influencing the presidential election in Gabon, which took place a few months ago after the death of Omar Bongo. Obviously, the French were very influential in supporting Omar Bongo's son, who came to be elected in very debatable circumstances.
Ndiaye says Sarkozy could have broken the France-Afrique ties. He's the first French president who has no history with Africa. He was just 5 years old when France's African colonies gained independence. But he's also the first with no real interest in the continent and the first who has left decisions on African policies to his advisors.
There is inertia, a lack of work, a lack of concern for African matters. This is also the product of internal relationships of power between various French groups. The French business elites are very influential in government circles, and they have really pushed for the continuation of business ties, including ties with regimes which are obviously dictatures.
French multinationals like uranium mining company Areva and the oil giant Total are still major economic players in African countries like Niger, Gabon, and the Republic of Congo. But they're losing much of their influence as countries like China and India move in. Léon Caramon, a journalist for the newspaper African News, says he believes France-Afrique will eventually disappear in spite of French efforts to keep it alive. He says the relationship has been accentuated because France had a monopoly in Africa for many years, but he says that monopoly no longer exists. The African market is opening up, he says, so it stands to reason that the relationship will end simply by the force of circumstances. But until then, it's likely there will be more displays like those at the Bastille Day parade, where Africans were paid tribute under the watchful eye of Nicolas Sarkozy and some of Africa's worst dictators. For the World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.